We'll finish our special Thanksgiving show with one more thing to be thankful for. You're not a laboratory mouse.
Although, as we reported last summer, there are bright spots to a lab mouse's life. Roy, scientists reported this week on an interesting memory experiment in which they were able to use a laser to replace bad memories in mice with good memories.
And mice have lots of bad memories.
Oh, they do. Oh. It's something in mice. Now, put that aside. But how the laser...
I can't go back there, man! Right turn, left turn, right turn, left turn! Oh, my God! Where's my cheese? Just give me the cheese! Benny just kept badgering me and badgering me and badgering me.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to forget about the bit about changing good memories into bad with the laser. We don't know what that was about, and maybe it'll be useful someday. What we're interested in is how, because they needed to do this experiment, they needed to give the mice a bad memory, which they did with electric shock, but they needed to also create a good memory for the mouse to conduct these experiments, and they gave each of the male mice what?
A memory of a female mouse.
Well, not a memory. Well, they did, but not just one. I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
It's sort of like a message à toi.
A memory of doing it with two female mice?
Yeah, they basically... They Whoa. Basically, in order to give these mice good memories that they could then experiment with, they gave the mice threesomes. They
Whoa. Rented.
Wow.
It's always been a fantasy of mine. Never said it out loud. It's like these guys know me.
So what we imagine is like,
The
scientists are sitting around, right? And they're thinking about what would give a mouse a good memory. And just, you know, as one of the scientists was about to say, well, we could go with cheese, another scientist shouts out, threesome! Threesome!
Yeah. One scientist said, how about fishing with their dad?
And the mice all said, No,
Listen to the first guy.
Well, what's the bad memory? Do we know?
Oh, it was the electric shock.
The bad memory was being on a wheel while the guy with the threesome was in the other tank
trying to get over there to join in. You don't get anywhere. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Pimsleur Language Programs, offering tools to say Cyber Monday in more than 50 languages with 30-minute daily lessons at Pimsleur.com. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Our technical director is Laura White. Our CFO is Andy N. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer, that's Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is, say it with me, Michael Linwood Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis. Thanks to all of our panelists. And, of course, the inimitable and immortal Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.